broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for October 6th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible guest on the broadcast. He's making headlines everywhere. The headline I just latest saw for him, Eric Trump rocks KNST, Tucson, Arizona. Wow. Now he joins Liberty Roundtable live. Eric, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Hey, Sam. Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
You know, I watched the Mike Pence presidential or vice presidential debate, and I'm telling you right now that Tim Kaine was absolutely unhinged. The desperation in his eyes were out of this world. The guys just doesn't know. They don't know. They're losing, and they know it.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I agree. I was there to represent the family. I was there front and center. And honestly, if he interrupted one more time, I was going to pull my hair out. It was incredibly rude, and I think he came off very kind of smug. And I couldn't believe it personally standing there. But I know Mike Pence. I know Governor Pence incredibly well. In fact, I was there the night that we picked him to be, you know, VP running mate with my father. And it was Mike and it was his wife, Karen, who was just absolutely amazing. And the two of us. And he's a great guy. I mean, he's a great guy. I know him incredibly well. And he's poised and he's smart. And he's a great calming figure. But he's tough. And his own track record, I mean, the track record in his own state is incredible. I mean, he cut taxes every single year. He's invested more money in education than any other state out there. You know, he's rebuilt the entire state, meaning the infrastructure of the entire state, all the highways, all the roads. He's just an amazing man. When he came into government and when he came into the state, when he came into Indiana, they had 8% unemployment. Today they have 3.5% unemployment. And if you take the flip side and you look at Kaine proposed $4 billion in new taxes in his home state of Virginia, and unemployment under Kaine doubled. And so, you know, there's just a very stark contrast between the two of them, not only from a debate performance standpoint, because there's no question. I mean, even the liberal media is saying that Pence won by a landslide. But if you look at their track records, their governing track records, there's no comparison.
Well, it's just like the comparison between Donald Trump and his family and Hillary and her family. You know what? The Donald Trump family was impressive. Your speech at the Republican convention, I was there, was incredible. You know, just to see your family is impressive, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Listen, we try hard. We're good Americans. We love this country. We're civilians in this whole process. None of us have ever been in government before. I mean, I'm a 33-year-old guy, and Hillary's been a politician longer than I've been alive. It's kind of hard to believe. You know, it's almost unfathomable if you think about it. She's been a politician longer than I've been alive, and it's amazing. They're going to spend $750 million in negative advertisement, you know, really just negative bash ads on my father, instead of talking about anything that she's accomplished in her last, you know, 35 years in government. And, you know, if you look at the Middle East right now, Syria is a disaster, Libya is a disaster, Iraq's a disaster. We've spent $6 trillion in the Middle East. We've lost thousands and thousands and thousands of lives. You know, you look at her track record as senator in New York. She came into New York State promising to bring 200,000 new jobs to upstate New York. When she left the Senate, an additional 8,000 jobs had left the state. So she didn't bring a single job into New York State. In fact, 8,000 additional jobs had fled New York by the time she left. And here she is running around saying she's going to create 10 million new jobs and all this nonsense. I mean, she wouldn't know how to hit, you know, create a job if, you know, if one sat right in front of her. I mean, it's really tragic.
You know, Eric, one of the things
no one wants to bring it up, and that's the sad thing about it.
One of the things that's interesting is one of my radio stations that carry my show, it's a syndicated show, called me and said, you know what, one of the things that we need to make sure Donald focuses on and Mike Pence focuses on is, you know what, more jobs equals less crime, sir. It's a fact. It's a proven historical reality.
There's no question about it. And you look at inner cities, I mean, my heart breaks for them. And that's why my father's been talking about, you know, so much about some of these inner cities and African-American youth outreach and and different things. You look at some of these cities, you look at Chicago, you look at Detroit, you look at Baltimore, you look at some of these inner cities, and it's terrible. I mean, our government has totally left these places behind. They haven't been there. Look at Obama. He hasn't been back to Chicago, and there's been 3,000 shootings there this year. I mean, for our politicians, it's totally out of sight, out of mind, and they're the communities, quite frankly, that need the most disproportionate help. Among African-American youth, there's 60% unemployment in some of these cities. And that's a scary and horrible and awful, awful fact. And we've got to do so much better. I mean, we have to do better as a society. You look at the educational system in our country, that's ranked 30th in the world. I mean, it's leaving so many communities behind. And this is the future of our country. These are our future generations. And you know, the Democrats have always counted on that African-American vote, and then they do nothing for those communities. And it's tragic, and I can tell you that will change under my father.
Well, and more people are starting to realize the value of Donald Trump. Even Glenn Beck, who has been just hostile, not even interested in the truth. But now when it comes to taxes, the New York Times took advantage of the tax code just like everybody else in their right mind would do. So did Apple. Apple's one of the biggest, do their very best to pay the least amount of taxes possible. And by the way, the CEO of Apple's a huge Hillary supporter. So, you know, they're crazy. But even Glenn Beck now defends Donald Trump and say, you know what, his actions on taxes are rational, justifiable, and anybody in their right mind would have done the same thing. Even Glenn Beck says that, Eric.
Listen, it's amazing. In fact, the New York Times wrote a story about him that year, calling him the art of the comeback and how he made one of the great comebacks in history. And that's the amazing thing about my father. You know, his comeback is actually his greatest accomplishment in a certain crazy way. And, you know, people should appreciate that. Somebody who had built a great company, the recession took place, he lost so much, he lost everything. And then he built it back into an organization that was 100 times what his company was at the time. And that's what we need. We need, as a country, the ultimate comeback. And it's interesting, the New York Times said exactly that. And my father's also been the first one to say that our tax system in this country is idiotic. It's 74,000 pages. 74,000 pages. I mean, how can anybody possibly understand that? I mean, people get even basic returns, and they don't know how to fill them out. They don't know what the things mean. And my father's been the biggest one to advocate, you know, why can't we do a tax return on a postcard? Why can't we do a tax return on a single sheet of paper? Why can't we make it so every person can understand, you know, the tax code in this country? And unfortunately, that's not the case.
What do you think the next 30 days looks like? And what do you think the next debate is going to look like? I think that Donald needs to take off the gloves and he needs to talk about abortion. Donald's 100% pro-life. He needs to say, I'm pro-life, you're pro-death, Hillary.
Yeah, listen, I think there's a lot of that. I think we need to talk about a lot of things. I mean, we have $20 trillion of debt, as I mentioned before. Our educational system's a disaster. Our military is the most depleted it's been in modern-day history. If you can believe it, our troop levels are the lowest, our ship levels are the lowest, our aircraft levels are the lowest. We're flying, you know, fighter planes that were built in 1960. We're flying our bombers, our B-52s were built in 1950. Our VAs are wrecked. Our health care is a wreck. You know, Obamacare has cost the average family $4,500 more than their previous plan.
Even Bill Clinton says it's crazy, sir.
100%, and she keeps fighting it. I mean, you know, she wants to sign TPP. She claimed it was the quote-unquote gold standard. I mean, think about that statement. NAFTA costs this country one-third of every manufacturing job that this country has. And now she wants to sign TPP, which would just be just as bad. I mean, we wouldn't have a single manufacturing job left in the United States of America. And our taxes are the highest taxes in the world. Our regulations, I mean, our regulations strangle businesses and small businesses. Obamacare makes it so unprofitable because of obviously the premium increases. We've got ridiculous unemployment. As I mentioned before, we have 100 million people out of the workforce in this country. Median incomes haven't gone up in 15 years. People are making less money today than they were 15 years ago. I mean, it's horrible stuff, and not a single one of our politicians is doing anything about it. And in fact, Hillary is getting rich off of it. I mean, since she left the White House, they came out of the White House claiming they were quote-unquote dead broke. She's worth $250 million today, $250 million. And the question I always ask was, what product are they selling? I mean, what, you know, at least with us, where, you know, we might have restaurants, we might have hotels. Okay, that's that's great. Like, you know, there's a product that's changing hands. What product is she selling that she could go from being worth zero to a quarter of $1 billion in what, a 15-year period of time or a 20-year period of time? I mean, it's horrible, and no one's willing to ask Hillary that question.
I'm using the following phrase: play the Trump card against Cricket Hillary. Vote for Trump. What have you got to lose, Eric?
Yeah, listen, I like it. I like it. I think that sums it up. I think that sums it up pretty well. But, you know, I can tell you we are going to work as a family tirelessly. We are going to work so hard, and we're going to win this thing.
We know you got to fly. Will you come back soon, sir?
I absolutely will.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
See you later.
Eric Trump, ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump just emailed me and said politicians are clueless. Boy, is he right on that score. Eric Trump just joined us last segment, and Eric Trump basically reiterated the same fact. You know what? Politicians are just out of touch. Politicians are clueless. And I agree with that completely. And one of the issues that I think needs to be discussed is this free market issue. You know, Donald Trump and Mike Pence really want the free market to work. They want to reduce taxes. They want to reduce regulation. Boy, do I support that. Hillary and Tim are crazy. They want to crank up taxes and just ratchet us down with regulation. Politicians are clueless comes to mind. However, Kurt just sent me an email from Tom Woods, Kurt. And Tom Wood says, I live in Central Florida, so it looks like I'm going to get hit by Hurricane Matthew sometime tomorrow. Now, I bring that up because our good friend Kevin Blake, CSPOA director, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association's director for Florida, just evacuated as well. So our prayers are with Tom Woods and Kevin. Big time. Kevin and his wonderful wife. However, I bring this up because Tom Woods uses this as an opportunity to tell you about the free market, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam, and it's pretty interesting, I thought, just the way he goes about it. You know, because, you know, you hear these people that say, hey, you know, man, you know how terrible it is on this price gouging things. But he says, I'm well stocked with necessities, but should I need something in a pinch, I sure hope price gougers will be around doing their socially and economically responsible work. He says, when there's a sudden spike in demand for a good and supply hasn't had time to adjust, prices rise. And he says, thank goodness. If prices stayed the same or increased only slightly, no one would bother conserving these scarce things. Instead of a family of five huddling in one hotel room, they might splurge and get two rooms, thereby leaving one fewer room available to another desperate family during an emergency. If the price of water stayed the same, they might consider washing their kitchen counter with it. But when the price is allowed to rise, they use the water only for its most urgent uses, thereby saving water for others who likewise have urgent uses for it. You know, like drinking, he says. Then he goes on, he says, if prices are allowed to rise, potential suppliers will come out of the woodwork, driving from all over the state and even from out of state to help people and thereby get a share of the dough. The shortage will be alleviated all the faster. If prices aren't allowed to rise, well, maybe a complete stranger won't feel like driving 12 hours to help you. In short, I need the price system far more than I need Barack Obama. Almost no one thinks about things this way, unfortunately, he says. They would if they'd taken my government course in high school. And he says, be the master of the universe after this one semester course, which you can enjoy on the go. Do your part to banish ignorance from the earth. And then he gives the
Amen
link where you can take it. And he says, when I send an email asking for $10 water, get on down here, Tom Woods. Yeah.
You know, what a brilliant column, Kurt, talking about, you know, at first you go, what do you mean he's all excited about price gouging? No. You got to change price gouging to the free market and say, look, he's right. If people couldn't ever have any advantage to store in that stuff, why would they do it, Kurt? And the fact that you can get it is incredible. You want $10 water or no water? And you can say, well, they're price gouging. And my response would be, no, they're not. They're just simply saying it's in limited supply. There's plenty of demand. You know, it's pretty obvious there. Yep. What Hillary, though, would want basically the government to have all the water. And then basically the government would decide that you need to get in line for water. How well will that work for you? Hillary will be like taking a shower in water and you won't even get any to drink. See, it's kind of stuff. It's crazy. But anyway, Tom Woods, in my opinion, does a great job breaking that down. And what an opportunity in a situation. It's a crisis, right? In Florida right now. And in a crisis, he takes the opportunity to educate for the sacred holy cause of liberty. It's pretty tremendous,
that's
really.
That's exactly right. And by the way, if you want to see a great presentation about Tom Woods and the CSPOA, look it up on YouTube, about 30-minute presentation about the whole idea of nullification. I mean, it's just tremendous. He was at our first big CSPOA event.
Yeah, and I spoke there too. Sheriffs will be backed by Americans and stuff like that. So, just happening stuff. Richard Mack at court with Ammon Bundy today, Kurt. He's supposed to testify this afternoon. We pray that they let him testify. You know, he hoped that he would. His attorney wants him to, but yet, you know, time will tell if they don't find a way to shut it down. We kind of are afraid that they'll do that, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean the court would be in the way of justice?
Yeah, they just simply say we're not going to hear from Richard Mack. Not doing that. Disqualify the witness.
I mean,
you know?
just amazing that the court would even do that. I mean, well, Kurt, this is America where we want truth and honesty and stuff.
Here's the problem.
That.
What they want to do is they want to narrow the trial, and they want to just tell you that Ammon's a criminal. What they don't want on discussion is what a constitutional sheriff is and the authority and rights that the constitutional sheriff has based on his election from his constituents. They don't want to talk about the sheriff's role. They don't want to talk about checks and balances and the proper role of government. And they don't want to talk about all those things that literally change the discussion in the game. They don't want to do that because then they'll find out that Ammon's right. And then what do? And how are you going to keep him in jail forever if he's right?
Ooh.
On the other hand, how are you going to stop him from suing the socks off the thugs that have been abusing this political prisoner named Ammon Bundy? See, that's the problem. And they're afraid, buddy, that if Richard Matt gets up there and tells the truth, the jury might actually see the truth. It's kind of like the Ten Commandments on the wall in government school, Kurt. What if people see it and obey it, dude? What if people saw the truth? Yeah. What if the jury learned the truth, Kurt?
That's a dangerous situation.
I mean, dude, you can't be having that going on around here. By the way, speaking of that, poor Judge Roy Moore got the barbecue again, huh, Kurt? Did you see that?
Well, yeah, but you shouldn't be surprised about that as far as I can tell. It's
I'm not surprised. You know, I'm just disappointed.
Par for the course. Yeah, yeah, I agree. But Judge Roy Moore doing his best, and, you know, once again he gets what I call railroaded out of office. You know, basically, and our buddy at the Liberty Council, right in the thick of it, still doing his best to support Judge Roy Moore. I believe, you know, that Judge Roy Moore will, I'm pretty sure, someday soon be governor down there, and maybe that can fix it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Who knows?
Anyway, our prayers are with our brother in Liberty.
Yeah.
Mr. Roy Moore, because I think that he's a stellar general in the fight for liberty. I know he's not a general. He's a chief justice. I get it. I'm just saying that in my opinion, this guy's for real.
Yes, sir.
And we need more of him.
We've watched him for a lot of years and participated with him. I mean, he's just...
And if we had enough money,
count
we could really change the game. And that's kind of part of the problem is that we're just running on a thin dime.
Yeah.
But anyway, you
thank goodness we got a thin dime.
The UN is trying to now stop Donald Trump too, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah, can you do you remember this happening ever before?
No,
I mean, I don't remember
not.
Any.
But
UN
again, what if you have somebody really deregulate, really get rid of all the belligerent regulations we're under, really lower taxes, really do these things? Kurt, their whole jig would be up, bro.
Yeah.
They just don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the UN saying to end Trump, USA Today saying stop him. You know, it's pretty crazy. By the
even Megyn Kelly. Now, I told you about Glenn Beck kind of coming aboard in kind of an interesting way. He's not Donald Trump supporter, but he's admitting the truth that, hey, it was rational and appropriate what Donald did on taxes. And by the way, Apple and the New York Times did the same thing. The Apple, by the way, dwarfs in dollars what Donald ever did. Nevertheless...
Yep.
I bring this up because even Fox News host Megyn Kelly is defending Trump, and I'll tell you how in seconds, okay?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The Obama administration plans to allow 110,000 new refugees into the U.S. in 2017, up from the 85,000 of 2016, but the administration refused to say how many refugees would come from Syria, Somalia, Iraq, Burma, Afghanistan, and other hotbeds of Sunni Islamic radicalism. Senators Ted Cruz and Jeff Sessions from the Subcommittee on Immigration and the National Interest, tried to find out whether these refugees will be screened for potential terrorists with dangerous ideals. But Leon Rodriguez, Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, refused to give the elected representatives details about the vetting process. Rodriguez did admit that it's possible for people from Syria and other terrorist-infested countries to have their refugee applications approved based simply on personal interviews with a highly trained immigration officer, reports the conservative news service WorldNet Daily. And he could not deny that in many cases there is no data from the refugee's home country that would corroborate or refute his story. On further questioning from Senator Jeff Sessions, the immigration official admitted that the screeners ask no questions about whether the applicants believe in Sharia law, honor killings, sexual mutilation of women, or their ability to speak English, and lacking any data from the home country on most people, they essentially have to take the immigrant's word for whatever answer they give to any questions. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Our prayers are with the folks that are going to be in the storm in Florida and Georgia, Alabama, or Georgia, Carolinas, whatever. Our prayers are with those folks. And Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, removed from the bench. Our prayers are with him and his family. USA Today is trying to stop Donald. The UN's trying to stop Donald. That should tell you something, folks. Fox News host Megyn Kelly, even supporting Trump. Here's what she says. She challenges Clinton, come on my show, instead of just using my name to criticize Donald Trump. So even Megyn Kelly, kind of in her own way, coming aboard, Kurt. Glenn Beck saying Donald's right on the tax issue. It's not crazy. Everybody would have done the same thing. Even Glenn Beck admitting that now. And I'm saying Hillary or Chelsea, why don't you come on my show too? If you're going to come on Megan's, you might as well come on Liberty Roundtable Live. You know, there's Fox and then there's Liberty News Radio. See what I mean?
Yeah,
and
you
could go on Kelly's as a stepping stone to then appear on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yeah.
And I promise I won't be too hard on Chelsea.
Yeah.
I might ask her who her daddy is, though. And if she says Bill, I'll say, will you put that in writing? Will you swear to that under oath? I might do that.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. Now, Kurt, I don't know if you know this, but the University of Michigan's in the news. Did you see this?
No.
They announced this week that they were going to allow students to choose their own pronouns, their own personal pronouns, if you will, that faculty and staff would be expected to use when talking to the student. You didn't hear about this?
University of Michigan.
Yes, sir.
So what? Everybody wears it around the sign and says, hello, my pronoun is they or it or
that's right.
He or she.
Or shim, if it's a she and a him mixed together, you could be call me shim. Or whatever. Well, this one dude, I think is phenomenal, Kurt. His name is Grant Straub.
All right.
Straubl, Grant Straubel. Or Straub.
Okay.
Anyway. And he said, I love this. So he said, my pronoun is His Majesty. And so now all the teachers and professors and staff at the government-funded University of Michigan has to call him His Majesty. You know, his because he wants to make sure you know he's a male. An alpha male, get it done. And then majesty to make sure you got things proper. to refer to him. So now the professor's like, if he raises his hand for a question, he's like, His Majesty? Yes, sir. It's phenomenal. It's great news. Anyway, yeah, so Grant's having a great time. The mainstream press is just chagrined and doesn't know what to do.
Oh, boy.
And Liberty Roundtable just digs it. It's just too funny. Yeah. What would you put for your title, Kurt?
Well, I guess His Majesty's already taken. You know, I do like that. I guess
I'd make mine really long. You know what mine would be?
What?
God, family, country, promoter, life, liberty, property, protector, and family supporter.
I know our girls put in my phone where in the morning Siri greets me with master. You know,
there you go.
Anyway.
Kurt wants to be called master. All right. I only leave that for one person, that master term. But anyway, that would be Jesus Christ, just saying.
I agree.
Anyway, I just find it fascinating, though, His Majesty. Now all these people
are going,
that
story.
What do we do with this?
I guess that was a CNS news piece. Huh?
Great, Kurt. It's phenomenal news.
That is really funny.
Now, Mark Cuban claims Donald Trump will go broke. He'll go bankrupt in 7 years if he loses, Kurt. Now, what I find fascinating about this lie from Mark Cuban, I think Mark took advantage of the same taxes that he's criticizing Donald for doing. He used everything he could, Kurt, to not pay taxes. You could say that he did everything he could to betray the system and cheat the system and whatever. Or you could just simply say Mark Cuban did what Donald Trump did, what the New York Times did, what Apple did, what you and I do, what everybody does, Kurt. Because who in their right mind wants to, by force of government, give more than they legally should? Who in their right mind wants to do that? And by the way, to all those people that want to give more than they're legally required to, you just write your checks and send them to me, and then I'll deliver them to the IRS for you. It'll be a big old reality TV broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, you'd watch Sam go to the airport, go through the TSA with this big old bag of checks for the IRS by those wanting to just pay more and more and more. And you know, I'd go there and I'd deliver it. It'd be incredible to watch, Kurt.
Yeah. Because, of course, there's a whole lot of, you know, I remember years ago.
It'd be like Sam Hail Marys to Uncle Sam. See what I mean?
Yeah. One of our friends used to suggest that we have a tax me more fund. And, you know, then all these people that get upset because there's not enough taxing of the, you know, those who could afford it or whatever, then they could just go ahead and ante up and, you know, show. They could prove, you know, like the Buffetts of the world. They could
just
prove.
Write out them checks, baby.
You know, yeah. I mean, you know, there's nothing holding them back as far as I know.
I won't even charge a delivery fee, Kurt. I'll pay for that on my own.
Amen to that.
Just roll right into the District of Criminals and go to the IRS headquarters. Sam here, Liberty Roundtable Live, delivering all the checks from those patriots who want to pay more than the law requires.
The people who really love their country.
Yeah, roger that.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Like us who want to get...
Mark Cuban's goofy. You know, I'm not saying that Mark doesn't know anything or whatever. You know, he's a successful businessman too, let's be very clear. What I don't like about this is, why is Mark Cuban going on the attack against Donald Trump? Now, I get it if Mark Cuban says, look, I don't like Donald, I like Hillary, Hillary's my choice for president. I get that. What I don't get is these belligerent attacks, though, because I think, from what I understand, Trump and Cuban used to be friends.
Well, I mean, I remember listening to not that long ago an event that was at Cuban's big stadium.
Yeah, arena. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and basically...
So let me get this right. Cuban's willing to take Donald's money to rent out the stadium, but then criticize him after? I see. It's that kind of weird stuff, you know? All right, anyway, I found that fascinating.
It wouldn't surprise me if behind the scenes you didn't find some kind of deal that said, hey, man, if Cuban doesn't do this, you know, he won't get renewed.
Yeah, he might have, IRS audits like Donald. I'm with you.
That's right.
That kind of stuff. You're right. It's a good point. Maybe Bill met with Loretta Lynch and right after that flew over to Mark Cuban to have a chat. You know, you like life, don't you? You enjoy breathing, right? All right.
Yeah.
Trump didn't lie, Kurt, but CNN did. That's the headline I wrote. Trump didn't lie, but CNN did. And I'll tell you why. Howard Stern's in the news, Kurt. And what the mainstream press said is, hey, even Howard Stern said that Trump lied. But now Howard Stern's coming on record. He's going, what? What's the mainstream press talking about? Howard Stern says, I didn't say Trump lied. And Robin, his, you know, it's like Batman and Robin, right, on a show. Robin said CNN made it up. Howard Stern said that he never confirmed that Donald Trump lied about supporting the war in Iraq. The mainstream press is running around acting like, you know, Howard Stern said this. And Howard's saying that's bogus. It's a lie. So that's the point. Trump said he, you know, and you got two people going on here now. Listen to this. You got the mainstream press lying and saying Donald lied about the war and where his stance was. Donald Trump said, go ask Sean Hannity. Sean comes out and says, yes, Donald's telling the truth. Then they go, yeah, but Howard Stern says Donald's lying. And Howard Stern comes back and says CNN lies. That's not true. I didn't say that at all. So now you got Howard Stern, Sean Hannity, on both sides of the discussion, if you will, saying Donald told the truth. And now you got your mainstream press CNN thugs saying that Donald lied. Who do you believe, Kurt?
Great point.
You know, Robin says CNN made it up, and Howard's like, I never said that. I don't know what they're talking about. But it didn't happen. Now, Trump's campaign manager, Kurt, you know who she is?
That's that Kellyanne something, right?
Yeah. Kellyanne Conway, is that who it is?
Okay, I think so. I'm not sure.
All right. That's what well, Trump's campaign manager suggests that Tim Kaine is a sexist, Kurt. You want to know why?
Why?
Well, because he kept interrupting Elaine, the female moderator, in the vice presidential debate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's totally rude to this woman. And she's just trying to say, gentlemen, gentlemen. And Tim Kaine just absolutely belligerently shoved her aside as a woman. I mean, virtually, he just threw her aside. As if she's nothing. So Kellyanne Conway saying, you know what? Tim Kaine's sexist for interrupting the female moderator. Now, here's the interesting twist about this story. Well, I'll have to make you wait till after the pause then. Then I'll tell you the interesting twist. How about that, Kurt? Isn't that great radio at its best?
Well, I can't remember if that was in the handbook for how to do radio.
Support the Power Hour, Liberty, or thepowermall.com. Or 877-817-9829. Also check out GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And then, you know, we'll go from there. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's, like, sitting here folding them up, and I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211.
or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Kellyanne Conway, Donald Trump's campaign manager, literally highlighting the double standard in the mainstream bully pulpit press. She suggests that Tim Kaine is sexist for repeatedly interrupting and ignoring female debate moderator Elaine Kahano. Now, when you read the story, it gets even more interesting, because I guess this person with the Center for American Progress accused NBC's Matt Lauer of sexism for his interruption of Hillary Clinton during a forum that he moderated. And so there you have it, Kurt. If the Clinton campaign could charge that to Matt when he interrupts Clinton, and by the way, Matt didn't interrupt Clinton near as much as good old Tim Kaine interrupted Elaine. But nevertheless, they're saying, look, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, and what gives here. And so bottom line is Tim Kaine's a sexist, Kurt. Not only that, Elaine is, I guess she's Asian, Kurt. Did you know that?
Ooh. That would make her a minority, and then he's being mean to minorities, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I guess she's Asian, which I don't mind. She did it. Now, she's, I don't know how to think about this exactly. She speaks perfect English, Kurt, so she's an American Asian female, whatever you want to say. She speaks perfectly English. I think she did a stellar job in the debate, in the sense that she speaks perfect English and delivered a great job. I don't think she did a great job because she kept interrupting and she wasn't fair to the candidates. She was very unkind to Mike Pence and really jumped into campaign or Tim Kaine's side, which I find wrong and deplorable. I mean, she's part of the deplorables in that sense. However, the fact that she's Asian and the fact that she's female has nothing to do with this, except for Tim Kaine, he's a sexist and a racist, Kurt.
Wow.
What do you think of that? Old Tim Kaine, sexist, racist Kaine.
He's going for broke, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that. Anyway, I found that fascinating. All right, before the end of the hour, Kurt, I want to get to, you had emailed me a story which we've been struggling to get to. There's just been so many guests and so many breaking news tidbits and so many sound bites. I mean, like the sound bite where Hillary Clinton, where Bill Clinton literally says that Obamacare is just crazy, that kind of stuff. But you brought up a story that we really need to get to while Congress, you know, goes to recess, Kurt. And it's like the federal debt, right?
Well, yeah.
It's like, whoa.
It's kind of huge. At least the definition of huge and the federal debt should go kind of together.
Says FY 2016. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, FY 2016.
For a fiscal year.
Oh, fiscal year. That's what that is. Okay.
That's what that
I
means.
See.
And they say it jumped anyway, a whole bunch, a big old long number. And he says that that's $12,036 per household. This is,
Kurt,
according to CNN.
That'll never, let me just stop you right there. That'll never be paid back, sir. Never. It's not possible.
You don't think, Sam?
No. It's not even mathematically possible. Kurt, you put, you know, student debt on there. You put good consumer debt on there. You put people's houses, people's educations, people's cars. There's no way on the planet Earth that'll be paid back.
Yeah, we don't have a really a debt society, do we?
We're done past the Rubicon on that sucker, bro. I'm telling you right now.
I guess according to the CNS.com, CNSNews.com news piece there by Terrence P. Jeffrey, say the total debt is, you know, of $19 trillion and a whole bunch of other numbers after that. It now equals about $165,000 per household. You know, they do, they say that the total households are 118 million, according to the Census Bureau's latest estimate. You know, thank goodness we got those guys doing that. The increase, they say, in the federal debt was larger than it might have been had the Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew not declared what the government calls a, get this part, debt issuance suspension period. That was on the 16th of March, by the way, and he kept it going until the 2nd of November of 2015 when President Barack Obama signed the Bipartisan Budget Act, and that was a spending deal that he had cut. You know, they're cutting deals there in Congress with the Republican leaders in Congress. During this debt issuance suspension period, you know, kind of fancy way to just fudge the numbers, the Treasury used what it calls extraordinary measures to freeze that portion of the federal debt, then subject it to the legal, that was all subject to this legal limit set by Congress at a level just below that legal limit. And these extraordinary measures, again, according to the CNSNews.com piece, largely amounted to changing the way the government accounted for government employee retirement funds, including the civil service retirement and disability. Anyway, it goes on and on. But the bottom line is, it means it's how they fake the numbers around, Sam. And in one day, that sucker went up $339 billion after they signed the deal. Imagine that.
That's just out of this. It's hard to even talk about these numbers, Kurt. I don't know that I can even comprehend them.
I know. And it's something. You know, and if you did anything like this and took it to your bank or, you know, as a business person, you know, I mean, they'd be like, wow. I mean, imagine if Donald Trump talked about this when they, you know, kind of got on him for the tax thing, said, you know, did you know that our government did this, you know, just kind of fudged the numbers for this many, 233 straight days, and then kind of all of a sudden changed things around? I mean, that's like criminal, isn't it?
And then they're just like, racist, conspiracy theorist, you called a girl a pig. It's like, what? You guys are the goofiest on the planet you can imagine. And what's amazing to me about this, Kurt, is I can't even comprehend these dollars. I mean, I can't. We're talking trillions, $20 trillion. Yeah. Now, Donald said, hey, the debt literally doubled under Barack Hussein. I mean, Hussein's insane. He doubled the national debt. And then they're like, well, your ideas aren't very good either. What? You guys are crazy. And then, I mean, that's what we're seeing in this campaign, Kurt. It's really that blatant, Kurt. It really is that simple of a discussion almost. Doesn't matter what you bring up to those guys. They're like, we did a bunch of facts checking, and they say your ideas are bad, too. And then you fact check the fact checkers, and the fact checkers lied. Then they're like, you're a liar. It's like, what? Everything they do, Kurt, what do they call it? I don't know what the word is. They transpose onto the other party. You know, whatever they do, they're just like, you're this, you're that.
Yeah, if somebody's accusing you of something, if it's Hillary, at least you plan on her already doing that same thing.
Yeah, no, I don't understand what, there's a word for that, what they do. But anyway, it's That's what's going on. You
cheating,
got federal
lying,
debt. Well, yeah. There's a specific word when you take what you
witness,
do and put it on the other
bearing
guy.
Bearing false witness.
Every bit of that's right, yes. But there's a word still. Anyway, all I'm telling you is we're almost at $20 trillion. Now, one of the other things that I think people need to bring up is the fact that that's just the literal debt on the books, like the debt clock can monitor and measure. But they got all kinds of unfunded liabilities that literally catapult us well over $100 trillion, Kurt. Some are saying close to $200 trillion. I don't even know the number. Because you could back out of a lot of these unfunded mandates slash ideas, you know, down the road, you know, and you'd have to do your best to keep promises and not let the plane crash, but you could back out of a lot of it since it's unfunded and it's not direct liabilities per se because it's in the future and it's based on legislation that could sunset or cancel or anything else at any time. But I bring that up to say, you know, in the beginning, we were a little bit saying Donald Trump needs to focus on this and focus on that. Kurt, the environment is so target rich. I don't even know. I can't even focus on it all, man. I'm like rapid fire, get it done, tear it up 24/7, and I still can't even cover half of it, man. It's crazy.
Good point.
Now, our buddy Ben Swan just did a report. It's called Reality Check, as you know, Kurt. Obama administration just handed over control of the internet to a private foreign corporation.
Wow.
So there you go. You cool with that, Kurt?
Not
see,
really.
How does Donald pick up on every one of these things and just deal with it?
Yeah.
And good then there, you know, you bring that up and then they'll be like, Al Gore created the internet. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You don't like the internet, do you, Donald? Just, wow. You know, you had internet at great expense. Look, we exposed all the expense you spent on the internet. And it's just like derail, obfuscate, confuse. But you know what the good takeaway is, Kurt? Americans are starting to see the truth, and the mainstream press is losing viewership, readership, listenership like you could not believe. And so is the Hillary campaign. They're desperate. You can see it in their eyes. And we, the American people, need to stand together for the holy, sacred cause of liberty. Liberty Roundtable, what, the tip of the spear in that, Kurt, you might say? All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Please donate. Every penny you give us will be used to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty and to restore the republic or to preserve the nation any way we can. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This nation, ladies and gentlemen, shall endure.